This is the Extra Hot Grade Podcast, episode 68 for the week of May 4th, 2015. I am Hidden Whammy David T. Cole, and I'm here with a lovely parting gift, Shannon Clark.
I'll take the rest in cash or gift certificate.
Part-time Hidden Temple Guard, Lauren Hawkinson.
Don't worry, this is illegal kidnapping.
And whoopee maker, Andrew Jewell.
That'd be the butt, Bob. Hey,
let's not forget about sexually harassed spokesmodel Tara Ariano.
That's not funny, Bob.
Shut up. Welcome, everybody, to our first experimental, hopefully successful, listener game time episode. We apologize. We were away for a while. What happened was my computer hard drive died, and that was sad. And then I had to send it away, and it was gone. I just don't want to have to deal with having to do a whole podcast in 2 hours. Usually it takes me a whole day of prep. So we're back with this episode. We're back next week, probably Thursday, right, Tara?
Well, we're planning to record on Thursday. We're waiting for confirmation from our guest.
Yes.
But it is a very exciting first time, never before heard guest on the podcast. So we're excited to have him or her.
And then after that, we'll be back to a normalish schedule.
The phrase that doesn't pay is not in play.
No, it is not in
play.
In
this episode.
It was a really obvious one last time. It was Madonna's wiry
clumsily
arms.
Said by me.
Yeah. So we are have a new one for you next week. No guesses this week. We will not say it. All right. Let's say hello to our guests.
Did you have them prepare Jeopardy guest weird, awkward anecdotes to introduce themselves?
Let's find out. Andrew Jewell, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm from Iowa, and I like TV, and I like podcasts, and so that's not as interesting as anything ever said on Jeopardy.
And Lauren, hello.
Hi.
What's your incredibly interesting story?
I am a millennial who's perpetually trapped in the internet, can't seem to find my way out.
Yeah, that's fair. And that Shannon's story.
Didn't have a prepared story.
That's great.
That's it. But I'm from Georgia, and currently I'm living out on the in the Pacific Northwest in Vancouver.
Nice.
Washington.
Oh, the other one.
The other one.
Yes, yeah. The other one.
Yeah. The one that's not full of druggies.
Portland's armpit.
Yeah. Or TV productions.
Right. All right, everybody. So that brings up an excellent question, which is this. Do you guys know what time it is?
It's game time.
It's game time.
It's non-regulation game time.
Well, it's today's semi-non-regulation game time.
What?
That's right. It comes from our friend from Australia, Jacob, who earns himself an extra credit. Redeemable for an extra hot, great mini topic of his choosing. Why semi-non-regulation, you ask?
I do.
Yes.
Why?
Well, assuming this isn't a complete disaster, the winner of today's game time will play against the winners of the next two listener game times to duke it out for the level two title.
Whoa.
So you've already committed yourself to another appearance, one of you. You didn't know it.
You don't want to be on again, try to lose.
Yes. All right. Today's game is the name game. Things have gone horribly wrong over at the offices of TV Land. Somehow the files on a whole bunch of different TV characters have gotten mixed up, and it's up to you guys to figure out who's who. I am going to read a description containing clues for two separate TV characters who share the same first name. You'll get 1 point for the name and 1 point for each TV show involved that you can name. Possible 3 points on all. So, for example, if the clue was, Lockhart and Gardner pay most of my bills, but I also consult the FBI in their attempts to catch an extremely fashionable serial killer. You would get 1 point for the name Will.
Oh, it's not Kalinda?
1 point for the... Shut up. 1 point for naming the show Hannibal, and another point for naming The Good Wife. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It does.
All right. There are 48 randomized questions plus a tiebreaker if we need it. Let's throw it to Picky to see who's going to go first.
We will start with valued guests.
Right. What a surprise.
Oh, wow.
That settles it. All right. So let's go. Lauren, Andrew, and then Shannon. Are we ready to play the name game?
guess.
Yes.
We are.
All right. Lauren's first. Here you go. Normally, I wake up around 9, gossip with Karen, work on my newest one-man show, then head off to SD6 where I'm director of operations. What's that character?
Jack. Will and Grace 24?
Close. Will and Grace and Alias.
Oh,
the other
too
one
many
with
Jacks.
Yeah. all right. So that was worth
two points
out of a possible 3. All right. So now we're on to Andrew.
Yep.
By day, I'm busy as the head of NBC. At night, I spend most of my time countering terrorists.
That would be Jack, and I'm guessing 30 Rock and 24.
That's a 3-point turn. Well done.
Nice.
All right, Shannon. I'm a layman lawman in a town full of geniuses who turns into a pansexual alien hunter after dark. I'm a layman lawman in a town full of geniuses who turns into a pansexual alien hunter after dark, as one does.
Probably layman, not layman.
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 A layman lawman in a town full of geniuses and a pansexual alien hunter?
Alien hunter, yep. I can't tell you if he's an alien who, or he's a hunter of aliens or he's an alien hunter. I cannot provide that information. I am just a space coyote.
I am just drawing a blank on this.
I'm going to give you a hint. Think about the last two answers.
Jack. And Eureka. And... Torchwood.
Nice.
3-point turn. Well done. Well done indeed.
Thanks, hint.
Yeah. All right. Back to Lauren. Here's your second question. I alternate between two jobs, killing rats in my friend's bar and writing jingles for exorbitant amounts of money.
Oh.
Hint, not Jack. our Jack round is over.
Can you say it again?
I can. I alternate between two jobs, killing rats in my friend's bar and writing jingles for exorbitant amounts of money.
Exorbitant.
Yes, very absorbent. When you got that much money, you can soak up a lot of stuff. Assume you're not paid in coins.
Oh, no. I don't think I got this one.
No guess? All right. The character's name, anybody know that
Charlie.
One?
Charlie.
Charlie, yep. Yeah. 2.5 Men and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
In the opposite order
yeah.
of what you said.
All right, Andrew.
Yep.
As a crisis manager, I've seen lots of weird stuff, but nothing prepared me for meeting my doppelganger from an alternate universe. I'll have to speak to Walter about that.
All right, I've never seen this, but she's always being referenced. So I think on this podcast even, Olivia... And, crap, what is the name of that show where she's the fixer in Washington? Scandal, yeah. And then there's the two universes. Fringe, there we go.
There nice. We go, nicely done.
Well talked through, yes. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire style.
Okay, here we go. This is, I've already lost track of who this is. This is Andrew.
This is Shannon.
Okay. My two dads originally adopted me from Vietnam, but now I just spend all of my time with my giant husband and our three friends at this bar called McLaren's.
Could we do that one more time?
Why, sure. My two dads originally adopted me from Vietnam, but now I just spend all of my time with my giant husband and our three friends at this bar called McLaren's, or is it McLaren's?
Sorry. Bar called McLaren's.
McLaren's, okay.
Lily and How I Met Your Mother and the other one, Modern Family, maybe?
Nice.
All right. I'm just going to plow ahead because I'm always getting confused. You know your order. Get ready to answer. Here we go.
Okay.
Lauren.
Thank you, Tara.
Hey.
My friends at the NYPD like to think of me as some sort of man-child. If they knew I was actually a shape-shifting dog, my life would be over.
Lauren, you really got fucked in the order this time.
I'm serious, right? I think that the first one should be Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Answering with shows first. That's a good way to do it if you're not sure of the character.
Smart play. Teen Wolf? I don't know which character it would be.
Okay, it's Jake. And the other show that you couldn't place was Adventure Time, the cartoon on...
Of course, the dog.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, next question for...
Andrew.
You guys are great, thank you. If I get time off from organizing murders in Emerald City, I'd like to spend it talking to my neighbor's dog.
Okay, wow.
If I get time off from organizing murders in Emerald City, I'd like to spend it talking to my neighbor's dog. What's the shared character's name and the show's? This is a tough one.
I can't name the character, but Emerald City throws me back to Oz.
It's good for 1 point. Nibbling away at the edges.
Talking to my neighbor's dog. No clue. Got nothing.
As Winfred.
Or Wilfred.
Oh, it says Winfred here. No, that's Wilfred, the show.
Wilfred.
Yeah, well, you know.
And Wilfred is the dog.
I'm very Ron Burgundy with these clues.
Yeah, what's Winfred. The character name?
Ryan.
Ryan. That Ryan is the guy, the Elijah Wood guy?
Ryan is, I guess, would have to be.
Yeah.
Never watched.
Shannon.
I've spent far too long at Central Perk this week. I really need to get back home and give Jesse and Danny a hand with the kids.
Well, Central Park, that's Friends. No, is that right?
Central Park. Friends. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I need to get back home to
Jesse and Danny. Give a hand with the kids.
Jesse, Danny, and kids. That's not ringing any bells, so... Ross.
Yeah, you had a 1 in 6 chance. That was
exactly.
The character was Joey. The other show in question was Full House.
Our millennial knew that.
Yeah, I heard a groan of yeah. I heard the picky curse in the background.
Picky strikes again.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's with that?
Well, you know, Picky's kind of a jerk. All right, so let's move on. Let's see. We're at number 10.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that working as sheriff in this gold mining camp will eventually be the death of me. I wish I was back with Ryan and Summer in California.
The second one is OC. And Seth. And Deadwood.
Nice.
3-point turn.
Nice.
I like this game because... You can
triangulate it, yeah, literally.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, you take the one teen thing and you put the hot cowboy in there.
It's like when you do the written test at the DMV, mm-hmm. where there's so many answers that play on each other. Like when you realize that you said, you know, you need to leave a 2-second lead time mm-hmm. in question number 4, and there's something about a 2-second lead time later. You already have the answer there. That's this game. Thanks, game.
Still mad
Thanks,
about the
Jacob.
Question you got wrong on your test last week, Dave?
I got almost perfect. I got one wrong. It was a picture of a sign, and it was the student, you know, walking hand in hand with crossing guard or something, I guess. You know that sign I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I thought it meant school crossing, but it just means school. So that's interesting.
In America, you have to, like, tell people in advance that there's a school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Number
Andrew.
11 for Andrew. After both of my parents were killed by a meteor shower in Kansas, I was partnered up with a loudmouth womanizer in my new job as an international spy.
I'm going to need to hear that again.
Okay. After both of my parents were killed by a meteor shower in Kansas.
Kansas.
I was partnered up with a loudmouth womanizer in my new job as an international spy. So you can nibble away at the shows first. If you think you know one of the shows, you can go right to the character. Lots of ways to tackle this.
I think the one of the shows is Archer.
Yes.
And paired with the womanizer, so that'd be Lana. And then, Kansas. So Smallville.
There you go. That's how you do it. 3 points. All right. Here we go. If I ever get bored of my friend talking about propane and propane accessories, I'll spend time trying to figure out who killed Laura. And who is this for, Tar?
This is for Shannon.
It's for me.
All right. You want me to read that again?
I know the shows. I think it's...
I'll tell you what. I'll read that again.
You got one.
Twin Peaks.
Yeah. Yep.
And King of the Hill.
Yep.
And what's the character connection there? What's the name?
So it's talking about your friend talking about, is it Bill?
No.
It's Dale. It's Dale.
Dale. Yes, of course it is. Okay.
Okay, number 13.
For Lauren.
I find hanging out at my friend's funeral home pretty ironic as I'm actually immortal.
Okay.
I find hanging out at my family's funeral home pretty ironic as I'm actually immortal.
Okay, well, that's different.
One of them is 6 feet
under. What'd I say?
You said friends first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, let me read that again. I find hanging out at my family's, not friends, okay. Family's funeral home pretty ironic as I'm actually immortal. Immortal.
Okay. She already said 6 feet under.
Is one.
Should I read it a few more times?
No.
Actually immortal.
Yeah.
Family's funeral home. Where would that lead?
We got 6 feet under.
Yeah.
It's one of the family members on 6 feet under.
I know.
Shares a name with an immortal from TV.
Yes. There's so many immortals on TV these days.
It's true. It's really a growing concern.
That's because they don't die off.
Yeah,
I know. I mean,
it's a real problem for the unions too, because they have to come up with, you know, new policies, and it's a mess. All right, gonna have to ask for an answer.
Yeah, sorry.
Take a character stab if you don't know it. You got a few.
I have no idea. True Blood and. I don't know.
Well, guess one of the characters from 6 feet under. You got a family of five or so.
That I don't even remember.
Oh, okay. Anybody know the answer to this?
No.
One? All right.
Nothing.
The immortal in question is from Heroes. Her name is Claire.
Claire.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Number 14.
For Andrew.
After a long day traveling through time and space, I'd like to come home and spend time with my three elderly friends in Miami. After a long day traveling through space and time, I like to come home and spend time with my three elderly lady friends in Miami.
So the character would be Rose from The Golden Girls and Doctor Who.
That is good for 3 points. Well done.
How you do it.
All right,
textbook.
Taking us into our first score break. Number 15.
For Shannon.
You'd think my experiences as the smartest kid in school would prepare me for my role as director of communications for the PM. Well, it fucking didn't.
That would be Malcolm fucking Tucker from The Thick of It and Malcolm in the Middle.
Nice.
That is nice. Wow, that is nicely done. All right, Tara.
Very
close. We're going to throw it to the score desk.
Yep. Very close game. Lauren has 7 points. Shannon has 12. And Andrew has 13.
All right. Great game. And we're about one third the way through it.
Lots still anybody's game.
All right. Whose turn is it, Tara?
Lauren,
are you ready?
Yes.
Once I got over being accidentally artificially inseminated, I decided a lifestyle change was in order, and I became the hired muscle for a ragtag bunch of space outlaws.
Jane, the Virgin Cobb. That would be Firefly and Jane the Virgin.
Yeah, there you go. 3 points. Nicely done. Number 17.
That was a tricky one because it had a sex change in it.
Yep, but the name sounded the same. So,
sure did.
Yeah. All right, number 17.
Spread Eagle.
Thank you.
Spread Eagle. I just really wanted to be number 17 so bad.
Come on, Spread Eagle.
My work as a supernatural private investigator in Los Angeles actually ties pretty well with my other job as a Miami detective. Now, if I can only figure out what that blood spatter analyst is really up to.
Analyst, not analysis.
An analyst. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more time.
No. My work as a supernatural private investigator in Los Angeles actually ties pretty well with my other job as a Miami detective. Now, if I could only figure out what that blood spatter analyst is really up to. Supernatural private investigator in LA.
Yeah, I wanted to say psych, but that's Santa Barbara, not LA. Oh,
Are they supernatural?
Is no, that... he's a fake psychic.
Oh, okay.
I can't do the supernatural LA one. I just don't know it.
Miami detective? Blood spatter?
Oh, that's Dexter.
That's good for 1 point.
And I'm just going to say that the character's name is Dexter, too.
No, the supernatural private investigator and the show, both Angel.
Oh.
Yeah, Angel from Dexter was
it was the detective.
Yeah, what's his name? I used to know his name. Anyways.
The real guy? Yeah. David Zayas, I think?
Yeah.
He's on Gotham now.
Gotham now, yeah, exactly. All right.
Or was.
Right.
Spoiler. Maybe. I don't know. Stop watching.
It was Monday. It was 3 days. People have had time to watch it.
I'm due to head out for cocktails with Carrie tonight. That is, if I can ever stop my interns at Seattle Grace from sleeping with each other.
What was the first one?
I'm due to head out for cocktails with Carrie tonight. That is, if I can ever stop my interns at Seattle Grace from sleeping with each other. So you know either one of those shows?
I think it might be Grey's Anatomy for the Seattle Grace part. And how do you spell Carrie? Can you get a spelling? Is it C-A-R-Y?
No, I-E. C-A-R-R-I-E.
But as we already learned in the Jane clue, spelling might not be a factor.
Oh, if it's C-A-R-R-I-E, then it'd be Sex in the City, maybe?
Yep.
Okay, so... I can't remember their names. Samantha.
Miranda.
Oh, Miranda.
It's a tough one because they never call her that on Grey's Anatomy.
They just call her Bailey.
Yeah. But that is her name. Sure? That's okay. Legit. It is her name.
Phew.
I'm just saying it was a tough one.
Normally, I'd be spending today with my partner investigating that murder in a sleepy seaside town. But since I got the day off, I might see if Jules is keen for a wine.
Ooh. Murder in a sleepy seaside town.
Probably not SpongeBob SquarePants, but it could be. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
It should be.
That would be kind of awesome, actually. like
kids
True Detective meets SpongeBob.
So dark.
Yeah.
So dark. Oh. Murder in a sleepy seaside town.
Yeah.
But
since I got the day off, I might see if Jules is keen for a, I'm going to say glass of wine. To really...
So the second one is Cougar Town. And... the first one is, I don't know, True Detective? Don't know.
Broadchurch, character in common, Ellie.
Of course.
Number 20.
For Andrew.
So I'm stuck in yet another lady love triangle, this time between Tina and Alice. Things aren't much better at work. My idiot partner has us flying across the country yet again for some stupid conspiracy theory. So I'm stuck in yet another lady love triangle, this time between Tina and Alice. Things aren't much better at work. My idiot partner has us flying across the country yet again for some stupid conspiracy theory.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's a little tough one.
I'm going to say one of the shows is Three's Company. then I am screwed from the other two.
I have no idea. Is yep, one of nothing. Them the X-Files?
Yeah, one of them is the X-Files.
Dana.
Yeah,
and Dana. The L-word?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
that was a tough one.
Thank you, radical feminists who watched that in my college apartment.
Yay. Okay, number 21.
For Shannon.
If my yes. dad ever finds out about my secret life as a pop star, I'm in so much trouble. I can't even turn to my New York friends for advice. They're all such terrible people.
Okay, that sounds like, Hannah Montana? And so the name has to be Hannah. And what was the second part?
I can't even turn to my New York friends. They're all such terrible people.
New York friends and terrible people with a hand. Oh, girls.
Oh, of course.
Yep. All right. Who's next, Tara?
Lauren.
This is the shortest one, I think, probably in the game. I helped build houses for Saddam Hussein in a show about nothing.
Well, that would be George Bluth from Arrested Development. And what's the second part of that?
In a show about nothing. I helped build houses for Saddam Hussein in a show about nothing.
Oh.
Show about nothing.
Show about nothing. The character named George.
Too young.
Yeah.
You're millennial.
I'm too... I knew it was going to come back to bite me.
You should have been born sooner.
Yeah. I you know, I keep telling myself that. I have...
It's a show famous for, as people say, being about nothing. But it's
I don't
not
know,
really.
Laughing?
We're not that old. Jesus.
All right, everybody, on three.
One, two, three.
Seinfeld. Seinfeld. Yeah. All right.
What?
Seinfeld.
It was the Friends of its day.
All right.
Yes.
This is for Andrew.
Yep.
Despite being born and raised in West Philadelphia, I now serve as the commanding officer of a spaceship traveling across the galaxy looking for the 13th colony.
So that would be Will, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Battlestar Galactica.
3 points. That's how you do it.
Nice.
I'm so blessed to have such wonderful children. Kevin's such a smart, caring boy, but Norman is the attractive one. Very, very attractive.
I don't know the first one, but from context, it sounds like Bates Motel. And so Norma would be the name. And the first one is Norma and Kevin, I guess.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't know.
Her name was hardly ever said on that show. It's the Wonder Years.
Yep.
Correct. Oh.
Yeah.
Kevin got it.
Okay, number 25.
For Lauren.
You'd think I'd be able to use all these skills as a witch to escape from this women's prison.
Okay, Orange is the New Black. And there are so many women in that. I'm guessing Piper Charmed.
Nicely Welcome. Done.
3 points.
I couldn't remember her name. I kept thinking I was stuck on Taylor because that's the actress's name.
All right, Mr. Jewel. I'll make sure my two pothead friends keep their
Do you need me to come and read this?
No,
one?
No. Okay. I'm gonna
tough it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna tough it out. I'll make sure my two pothead friends keep their AmeriCorp jobs. Tell AmeriCorp jobs. T-E-L AmeriCorp jobs.
Tell AmeriCorp. Okay.
Yeah. But It's Corp. It's not Corp.
Okay. All
you know
right.
What I mean? It's Corp.
Yes. Got it.
Or my last name isn't Braverman. I'll make sure my two pothead friends keep their Tell AmeriCorp friend jobs. Or my last name isn't Braverman.
Good
oh
luck,
my God.
Andrew.
Oh, wow.
Wait, hang on.
The alien information.
Wait, hang on.
God damn, Cole. How many ways are there for me to say, shut the fuck up?
I'll make sure my two pothead friends keep their tell AmeriCorp Jobs, or my last name isn't Braverman. Yeah!
He did it.
He did it.
He did it.
I did it. Whee!
So, the...
Wrong! All right, Braverman. Come on, we don't have all day.
So, Parenthood.
Yep. I guess tell Emery...
Pete Braverman? I have no idea.
Adam. Adam was a name.
Workaholics.
Workaholics. Yeah. Workaholics. Oh my God, that was embarrassing. For me, not you.
Yeah, that was rough.
And it's funny because they never talk about that office name at all.
Bringing us into our second score break.
For Shannon.
I went from being the main man on Wisteria Lane to the main man of the house in Orson, Indiana. I went from being the main man on Wisteria Lane to the main man of the house in Orson, Indiana.
Desperate Housewives. Orson, Indiana. That is not ringing any bells.
I watch it every week, and it took me until just now to remember what his name is.
Is it Sex Box?
It's not
Sex
Box.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
No.
So who was a main man on Wisteria? Mike?
Wow.
Nice.
And then a Mike in Orson. What's an Orson, Indiana?
Exactly.
I don't know that one.
The middle.
The middle.
Ah, I keep getting shows I don't watch. Okay.
Okay. Lauren has 16. Andrew has... Shannon's next. Shannon also has 16. No, wait. He doesn't. My math is all wrong.
Tell AmeriCorp.
Sorry. Lauren has 16. Andrew has 18. Shannon has 21.
All right. So wow. Still a close game. Here we go.
Yes, it is.
This is for Lauren. Most days you'll find me working. All right. This is a pretty good clip. Most days you'll find me working navally as a forensic scientist. But when I knock off, I tend to go back to my apartment in New York City and smoke up with my best lady friend.
Okay. So the first one is NCIS.
Yeah.
Who wrote
Abby.
This?
Abby is correct. At Broad City.
Yeah, that's right. That's nice. Three. So it was Abby,
finally,
NCIS.
A millennial clue.
Broad City. To answer your question, Tara, this is Jacob from Australia.
Good job, Jacob.
Who's done some game time stories.
I didn't realize we'd made that joke often enough that it could make it into a game time. That joke is so old. Yeah. That's at least a 10-year-old joke among the three of us.
All right, Andrew. Good Lord, my husband and son are so stupid. If it wasn't for me, they would have killed that little girl already. And to make matters worse, the prostitute has pulled out of that experiment tomorrow.
Wow.
Good Lord, okay. My husband and son are so stupid. If it wasn't for me, they would have killed that little girl already. And to make matters worse, the prostitute has pulled out of that experiment tomorrow.
I want to watch that show.
Yeah, that should be a show. Actually, kind of feels like it's Game of Thrones.
All right, well, now you know what it's not.
It's not Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I am. I can't even put either side of that together.
Me neither.
Oh, Tara, you should know the second half.
Well, I don't.
Really? Okay.
The prostitute is pulled out of that experiment?
Uh-huh.
Better Off Ted? I have no idea.
All right, that show is Masters of Sex.
Oh, of course.
The first show is my husband and son are so stupid, they're going to kill that kid already, is Raising Hope. Common name is Virginia.
Virginia.
Of course. All right. You win some, you lose some.
I thought the prostitute part was Penny Dreadful.
Oh, yeah. That would have also worked.
Yeah, but she didn't have any say in the matter.
And there's no other characters named Brona.
Yeah.
Once I'm finished with my fourth grade homework from Mr. Garrison, I typically sit around in the basement with my friends smoking pot.
South Park. And sit around in the basement
with my friends smoking pot.
Oh, it's Eric in That 70s Show.
That's good for three.
Well done.
I finally have some time off from running this radio station, so I booked myself into a space cruise with a hologram and a cat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You didn't get Seinfeld. Good luck.
I know.
This one's hard.
The hologram and the cat sounds like Red Dwarf.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. I owe you an apology. I didn't think you were going to get that.
Yeah. Okay. So can you say it again?
I finally have some time off from running this radio station. So I booked myself into a space cruise with a hologram and a cat.
There's so many radio stations. Yep. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark and say news radio.
Nice.
But Lord help me if I can remember literally anyone from either of those shows.
Yeah.
But I got both of them.
Yeah. So do you want to take a crack at the name?
What's British? Martin?
Dave. A simple Dave. Yeah. Dave Nelson, played by Dave Foley, was the news radio clue. I don't know who Dave was in Red Dwarf. I don't remember that.
He was the human.
Yeah.
Dave Lister.
That makes sense. As a special agent for the FBI's missing person team, I don't really get enough time to study wormholes and hang out with the three guys on my team.
Wow. Criminal Minds? And
we got wormholes. Does that help? I hear typing. Somebody's Googling.
No, I'm not. Wormholes. Jeez, what? Deep Space Nine?
Good guess. Without a Trace was your Criminal Minds. Stargate SG-1. Was your Deep Space. Both educated guesses. The name in common for those two shows, Samantha.
Jack.
We're done with Jacks. I can guarantee you no more Jacks in this game.
Reasonable guess, though.
All right. Who's next, Star?
Shannon,
here you go. I like to think of myself as the big kahuna of the Winslow family, but Dad still gets mad at me whenever I go off hunting walkers by myself.
Hunting walkers and Dad, that's got to be Carl!
Carl! Get back here, Carl!
And The Walking Dead... And the other one.
Yep.
I'd like to think
Family
of my...
Family Matters?
Yes! 3 points. Nicely done. All right. Next up, Tara.
Lauren.
I bring home the bacon as the vice president of the United States, but just as an extra money earner, I also pick pockets on the street of a comic book city.
Cool.
I will also give you this clue. I bring home the bacon also as the president of the United States and the vice president.
So the first one would be Veep. That's Selena. And there can only be one Selena in a comic book city, and that's got to be Selena Kyle, so Gotham.
Well done.
Yeah, that was good. 3 points. Number 35. If my new app ever stops making money, I can always go back to writing crime thrillers. My new app ever stops making money, I can always go back to writing crime thrillers.
So, apps, maybe Silicon Valley, and then Castle.
Nice.
So, Richard?
Nice.
Oh, that was well done. All right.
You might be the only person in the middle of the Silicon Valley Castle Venn diagram.
I hate that the other doctors at Sacred Heart, callback, call me Ditzy. Oh, wait, no, that's not
no,
a callback.
It's not. Disregard.
Tell AmeriCorp. I hate that the other doctors at Sacred Heart call me Ditzy. Maybe if they knew about that sex crime I was working on at the NYPD.
That is Scrubs, Law and Order SVU, and Elliot.
Nice. 3 points. Good game.
Yep.
I'm a promiscuous and narcissistic gay man from Pittsburgh who just happens to also be a liberal-minded dog.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Can you say that again?
Probably not. I am a promiscuous and narcissistic gay man from Pittsburgh who just happens to be a liberal-minded dog.
A liberal-minded dog.
Brian from Family Guy.
2 points.
And, oh my God, who's like a slutty gay Brian on TV?
From Pittsburgh.
From a slutty gay Pittsburghian Brian. Oh my gosh. Jeez. No clue. Looking.
Anybody?
Queer as Folk.
Yep.
American Queer as Folk. American Queer.
How great would it be if the British Queer as Folk was set in Pittsburgh? They're all just they have to get dumped there for some reason. They don't know. When I'm not helping my brother compete his list of wrongdoings.
Complete.
What I say, compete?
Yes.
When I'm not helping my brother complete his list of wrongdoings, I am hanging out at an army base in Florida with the rest of my brothers. Complete his list of wrongdoings isn't quite the right way to say that.
No, but...
Complete writing the wrongs of his list or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the list of wrongs was from My Name is Earl. Hanging out at an army base. I am stumped, but there was that show Enlisted.
Oh, right. Nice.
And his dumbass brother's name was Evan.
Ooh.
I got nothing.
Randy.
Oh, okay. Sure.
All right. This is going to bring us into our last score break for the end of the game. My friends down at Sunshine like to call me the dumbest driver there. They wouldn't be so rude if they knew about the work my family does in New Jersey. My friends down at Sunshine like to call me the dumbest driver there. They wouldn't be so rude if they knew about the work my family, quotations, does in New York City.
New
York City.
Is that
New Jersey. God damn it.
Is that taxi?
Yeah. Did you hear what I said? It's New Jersey.
You said New Jersey the first
New Jersey.
Oh, okay. So it's taxi and the Sopranos and Tony.
Oh, God, guys. I'm all fucked up. Here we go. Let's hear them scores. Tara at the score desk. What do you got?
Andrew has 23, Lauren has 26, and Shannon has pulled away with 33.
All right. But listen up, guys. This is the exciting bonus extra point getting round.
Is it?
Yep. There's three shows
that
share.
Oh!
We're in the three show round. Yeah. So there is a character who is in three shows, and here's the
description. Character name in three shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go, starting with Lauren. After being burned by the FBI, I ended up in prison and had to break my brother out. It would have been so much easier if the car and I were still talking to each other.
I believe the person was burned by the CIA, not the FBI. Point of order.
Yeah. I think probably they just
worked
their way up the ladder, the intelligence ladder on that one.
Perhaps.
Until it was like the Illuminati at the end of the show or something.
Perhaps.
That was a hint, because I think we talked about that exact thing.
We did.
Yeah. Okay, so after being burned by the CIA, possibly, I ended up in prison and had to break my brother out. It would have been so much easier if the car and I were still talking to each other.
That's Michael.
Nice.
Indeed it is.
Knight Rider.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Burn Notice.
Yep.
Prison Break?
Yep.
4 points.
Well done.
All right, Andrew. My hobbies include pranking my colleague Dwight, solving drug crimes in Baltimore, and hanging out under domes.
Boo!
Everyone in this room
one more time
is now dumber for having listened to it.
My hobbies include pranking my colleague Dwight, solving drug crimes in Baltimore, and hanging out under domes.
So, Jim? Is that the character? Okay. The Office, The Wire, and Under the Dome. I hope it's Under the Dome.
4 points. Nicely done.
Under the Dome spinoff coming this summer. Domat.
All right. I earn a living hosting a DIY TV show, but by night I'm a pothead cartoonist, except on Fridays. Friday nights are for football.
DIY.
Okay.
The name is Tim. The DIY part is home improvement. Was the second part a cartoonist?
Yeah, but by night I'm a pothead cartoonist.
That would be Spaced.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Texas Forever, Tim Riggins on Friday Night Lights.
Damn!
They are crushing the bonus round here. All right, back to Lauren. As the middle boy in a family of six kids, I like to retreat into my fantasy football league for a bit of privacy. At work, sometimes I have trouble keeping on my con man partner under control. Keeping my con man partner under control.
Okay, that's Peter, the mischievous middle child from the Brady Bunch. And then the second part?
Yeah,
was...
I like to retreat into my fantasy football league for a bit of privacy.
The league? And the last part?
At work, sometimes I have trouble keeping my con man partner under control.
White collar?
Nice.
Wow.
Thank you.
Tara, are you happy you're not playing Game Time this week?
Yeah.
I can't balance my job as a paramedic with my sex and drug-fueled writing. Oh, I'm sorry. If I can't balance my job as a paramedic with my sex and drug-fueled writing, then I'll never be able to figure out who's cooking all this blue meth. I'll read that once more for you.
Yeah, one more time.
If I can't balance my job as a paramedic with my sex and drug-fueled writing, then I'll never be able to figure out who's cooking all this blue meth.
I am blanking on the paramedic show, but it's one of those Chicago...
Mm-hmm. We'll nibble at the other shows first.
Yeah. So Californication, Breaking Bad, Walter?
No, he's trying to get Walter. Hank.
Hank. Okay.
The other show?
Oh. I'm going to Chicago Fire.
Nope. It was set in Chicago, though, but it's not part of that franchise. It was the recently killed Sirens.
Yep. Correct. Oh. All right. Number 45.
For Shannon.
Okay.
After the CIA uploaded all of its secrets into my brain, I was brought back to life by a super awkward pie maker. Now, if I can just figure out who's spreading all of this gossip about me.
Okay, the name is Chuck. CIA is Chuck. Pie maker is from Pushing Daisies.
Nice.
And the last is Gossip Girl.
Wow.
Nicely done. All right, everybody, here are your final questions, starting with Lauren. Ooh. Sometimes my wife really goes too far with this local council stuff. Doesn't she know I have a lot on my mind? What with the Korean War still going on and the helping the others take over the island? I'm going to read that again because it's... Well, actually, I got to correct. There's a big mistake in this. Okay. Sometimes my wife really goes too far with this local council stuff. Doesn't she know I have a lot on my mind? What with the Korean War still going on and helping the others take over the island?
Okay, so it's... one of them is lost. And one of them... Okay. Oh my gosh, why am I blanking on this show's title? I'm just going to talk it through.
Sometimes my wife goes... too far with this local council stuff.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm totally blanking.
You can say city council. I don't know why they put local council.
I'll come back to that. What's the middle one?
Doesn't she know I have a lot on my mind? What with the Korean War still going on and helping the others take over the island?
Parks and Rec? The Korean War still going on.
That was before Seinfeld.
Rice.
No, that's the Parks and Recreation part.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah. With the Korean War still going on. I'm unsure about that. And for the life of me, I can't remember Adam Scott's character's name in Parks and Rec. Because I just look at him and think, hey, there's Adam Scott.
Yeah, I do that too. I'm really bad with character names that way. Hear me watch Game of Thrones.
No.
All right, that was Ben. The Korean show that you couldn't place was MASH. Probably the only Korean show.
Of course.
Korean War show. All right, last for Andrew. Sometimes I find it hard to manage my raging alcoholism and homelessness with my role as the patriarch of an NYPD family. It's even harder to keep up all of this hidden. It's even hard to keep all of this hidden as I work my way up through U.S. politics. Sometimes I find it hard to manage my raging alcoholism and homelessness with my role as the patriarch of an NYPD family. It's even harder to keep all of this hidden as I work my way up U.S. politics.
Wow.
Good luck.
All right, let's break this down. Sometimes I find it hard to manage my raging alcoholism and homelessness.
Alcoholism and homelessness. You know, I want to say Sir Digby Chicken Caesar, but that's probably not right.
Oh, I wish.
I know. Okay, yeah. So, we've already had that show. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No, we're not repeating shows. I don't think we've had any repeats. He says as he looks quickly through it. No, yeah. I think, no repeats.
I've got no homeless alcoholics I can pull up.
All right. Do you have any patriarchs of NY police families? Do you have
Blue Bloods? And then House of Cards. And Frank.
So you got three. You're just missing the Frank of alcoholism and homelessness.
Yeah, I got nothing. Sorry.
I don't know. I thought it was It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Shameless.
Fucking Frank.
All right, Shannon.
Okay.
Last question of the game. I wish my husband wasn't so obsessed with his show toony students. Then maybe we could talk more about my destiny to save that fairy tale kingdom. I also have to remember to help Maggie out with her baby next week.
Oh my God.
I wish my husband wasn't so obsessed with his show toony students. Then maybe we could talk more about my destiny to save that fairy tale kingdom. Also, I have to remember to help Maggie out with her baby next week.
Fairy tale kingdom might be Once Upon a Time.
Correct. We have show toony students.
We have show toony students. And the last one was something about
I also have to remember to help Maggie out with her baby next week.
I'm just going to take a guess on the name that it's Emma.
Well done.
Okay. And then an Emma on a Maggie and a baby, or a Maggie with a show toony husband. I got nothing on those.
Anybody want to fill in the blanks there?
Glee.
Yep. Glee and Maggie with her baby.
Emma Pillsbury.
And
I'll give you a hint on that one.
What?
Playing House.
Oh, right.
Playing House. All right, Tara, let's hear them scores.
All right. Andrew finished with 32. Lauren had 36. And I'm just going to recount because I feel like this can't be right.
32, 36.
15, 20, 20, 30, 35, 40. Nope, 43 points for Shannon.
Wow.
Yes! Congratulations, Shannon.
Well done.
That was
a good game.
That was really fun to listen to.
And I will say that this is so much harder doing it than it is when you're listening in your car.
Yep,
it's like, don't you know that, dummy?
Now you're the dummy.
Exactly.
Well, that was great, guys. Thanks so much for playing.
That was awesome.
I apologize for my mush mouth. In my defense, it's my birthday today.
What's your excuse every other day?
My excuse the other day is I couldn't wait for my birthday. Well, that's it for another episode of Extra Hot Great. We played the first listener game time. Remember,
we're listening.
I am David T. Cole, and on behalf of Andrew Jewell.
What Chuck Woolery could love me now?
Lauren Hawkinson.
At least my consolation watch is in the mail.
And Shannon Clark.
This has been the most meaningful experience of my whole life.
Let's not forget Tara Ariano.
Boring anecdote.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on Extra Hot Great.
I'd forgotten what a good game this is.
Yes, I'd forgotten.
How long does it go on for? Oh, ages.
Oh, goody, goody.
Or my last name isn't Braverman. I'll make sure my two pothead friends keep their tell a Mary Corp friend jobs. Or my last name isn't Braverman.
Good
oh
luck,
my God.
Andrew.
Oh, wow.
Wait, hang on.
The salient information.
Wait, hang on.
God damn, Cole. How many ways are there for me to say, shut the fuck up?